how were you spending your time while you were getting chemotherapy? Were you working?
Yes, I worked part-time. You know, I had the luxury of a husband that works, and I decided I wanted to take it easy. So I got other people to cover the hospital for me, and I just worked half days, which was very good because it made you get out and do something to get your mind off yourself and how you're feeling and what each little thing might be and focus on other people and realize that, you know, you're very lucky compared to some other patients.
How did you feel by the time you finished the chemotherapy?
Well, I was very happy. I was still upset that I hadn't received the Herceptin, and I had had a couple scares. So I was very relieved when it was over.
Did you have any problems with nausea or vomiting from the treatment?
The initial AC, I did vomit. And then after that, I was given the Emend, and that did the trick.
So you never had any more problems after that first time?
Not at all.
Overall, how was the experience of receiving chemotherapy compared to what you expected?
It was easier than what I expected, because I remembered being an intern in the 1980s pushing drugs on people when we had no anti-nausea drugs, we had no growth factors, and everyone would vomit and spike fevers and be terribly sick. And I was surprised that the side effects could be so easily controlled.
What was your energy level like by the time you finished the chemotherapy?
You know, my energy level really kind of correlated with my hemoglobin, because when the hemoglobin was low, I would drag more. But it was definitely lower after the chemo. And I think I had this expectation that, you know, a month after the chemo, I would be fine and bounced back. But it really took a lot longer. You know, it took 4 or 5 months before I felt like my energy was back to where it was pre-chemo.